The State Department for years issued travel warnings whose categories confused people. But this year, state began offering four levels of warnings. The lowest is exercise normal precautions, followed by exercise increased caution, and reconsider travel. Most serious is to the point, don't travel. Is this an improvement? With today's Armed World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. I think it is. At least reconsider travel suggests you should do some research before going somewhere. But of more use is the advice given on specific countries. Click on China, you'll learn that crime in big cities mostly involves petty offenses. However, there's also a warning against scams, such as meeting a couple of friendly locals who invite you to a tea house or massage parlor where you're handed an outrageous bill and management threatens to call the police if you don't pay it. Then there's a chance you'll be confronted by locals posing as police who threaten arrest on fake charges while suggesting some cold hard cash will make the problem go away. There's also guidance on medical care, even what U.S.-based insurance provides coverage in that country. That kind of specific advice is what makes the State Department site most useful. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.